And you're on YouTube.
Hello,
YouTube.
Hello. Top of the morning to you. Top of the after evenings.
Okay.
The after evenings.
Adam, whenever you're ready. Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Gustav Gustafsson.
And I'm Peter.
And I'm Minnie.
And I'm small.
Yeah, we know
that. That's a completely separate thing. Mm.
That's, yeah, it's different. It's, you measure things differently that way.
Exactly. You're mini and I'm small. We're different sizes.
Absolutely. I'm I'm minuscule and John's small. Minuscule.
So what game are we playing today, Peter?
Divinity Original Sin 2.
We are making a character right now.
We are.
Yes, I'm just...
Is her name Randoey Funtimes?
I was wondering the same thing.
I can't
thing.
Name it.
Oh, you can't name it?
I chose Sybil because she has an extra ability.
Duck Goose.
Yeah, it allows me to evade attacks of opportunity.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is this a tabletop game?
It's D&D, turn-based game, yeah.
Does she have goat legs?
No.
No, those knees bend
normal. which of these instruments should I choose? This is what happens when I do anything in the game.
I like the cello.
I was gonna say cello too. So
yeah, cello it is.
Cello it is.
So that's what it'll sound like.
Nice.
Am I the only one that's tripped out by how tall she is and the way she's standing?
She's an elf.
It's like her head's too small.
It's because you're small, buddy.
It's almost minuscule.
Our head's mini. That's why. Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, I did touch your nipple. And that wasn't my
head
either.
Why, dude? Like, that's your spot.
I went to give him the chest pat.
Crazy long legs.
But I just ended up doing a gentle dab on the nip. It wasn't on purpose.
I really think you're trying to touch it again, so...
Don't judge me. Now he's uncomfortable. He can't even do anything because he's afraid of the nips.
John, whenever someone sits next to you, we're afraid you'll touch our nips.
Free the nips. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Free the nips.
That's not what they're talking about, buddy.
I'm not going to focus too much on dialogue right now.
Oh, but okay.
We should get you a shirt with like some Velcroed on shirt over the top so then I can rip it off and have a wardrobe malfunction like the Super Bowl.
John, yeah. Someone in the chat says, "Hi, John. It is I, T1GZ.
Oh, Tiggs, what's up, bro?
Nice.
It's my buddy John.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, sir. The other week, he's like, I have nothing to do tonight. I can finally catch a live episode of Waiting for Players. And I was like, it was Tuesday, and I was like, bro, Waiting for Players was yesterday. And he's like, oh, shit. So I'm glad he finally made it. That's awesome.
So he finally gets to join us so he can watch you
touch people's nipples.
Look, it was an accident. It was a gentle graze. I think you should get over it, okay?
It's an accident, just like you being born.
Yeah, I didn't mean to gently caress you like that. And, you know, I didn't think it would be such a big deal.
You know,
it's 2017. Another guy could touch another guy's nipples without everything getting weird.
John says, what up, player? Also put me on blast. Also shamed.
No, it's fine. You listen, though. You just listen to the recorded show, usually, I believe. So, you know what?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly, man. That's why we have it, for your own convenience. And you should not feel ashamed, but just a little.
We're waiting for players on demand.
Yeah. Right? You've got TiVo, bro.
We're on TiVo?
Shh. You know, I'm working on that contract. Nothing's out officially
yet.
I shouldn't have let it slip.
Yeah,
you know?
Doing streams. So that actually lost it.
Yeah, now. I think we ruined the whole deal because I talked.
Quick, rewind it. Whoop up, whoop up, whoop up.
Okay. Anyways, looks like we're not going to be on TiVo after all.
You got wrecked.
You sound like John Madden.
Yeah, it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
It's story wrecked.
So what do we got in the news, John?
Well, football. First off, I don't know what made me the rival
right next to me.
Rival Games and Skybound partner for a new PC title, Thief of Thieves.
Yep,
which means he steals other thieves or
so,
she.
Well,
that's impressive.
Yes, so not any actual items, just other thieves.
It's based on a Robert Kirkman comic.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Robert Kirkman.
Has anybody? I don't know. Have you read the comic? Or?
I have not.
No one in here has read the comic. But Robert Kirkman's the creator of Walking Dead.
Right. So I can't imagine it's a bad comic. So
well, it'll probably be good for about 100 issues, and then you know,
and then
stop after that. They'll make a show that just fucking
for
goes
sure
downhill
and goes on forever.
And then there will be several other versions of it, a Telltale game or two.
I mean, it looks interesting.
You are.
I like the idea of the game.
Super on fire.
They let out
I'm
a little
fine,
sneak peek trailer.
It.
It does look pretty cool.
Yeah, so you got, like, it shows, like, the character, like, sneaking past a house just to give you an idea of, like, the options that are going to pop up.
Ooh, golden cup.
And at the door, like, gives you the option to pick the lock, and then when it's by the window, you could peek through the window and see, like, if the people in the trailer actually have anything worth stealing or if you want to move on.
I think they capture, I think they capture the essence of, like, Cat Burglar. Like, everything seems to be kind of clandestine a little bit.
I like the continuous, like, crouch walk. Sneak, like, sneak, I'm just always sneaking. the Adam Sandler movie. You underestimate my sneakiness, sir.
Mr. Deeds?
Yeah, the butler. You're the butler.
You know who that is? That's John Turturro.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
John Turturro.
That's Jesus.
Nobody fucks with Jesus.
Exactly. So John says, Divinity, the devs for this game are awesome. They had a whole panel at PAX Dev that was super rad, but media blackout, so no recording.
You went to PAX Dev? That's cool. What year were you at PAX Dev? I was there last 3 years. Wonder if I saw you.
Which do you prefer? PAX Dev or just a regular show?
They're different.
John Turturro.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a point.
I prefer John Turturro.
I probably would too.
I think it's interesting that I believe you said that gets you PAX tickets, right?
Yeah, you have to pay extra, but you get a guaranteed 4-day.
Oh, guaranteed. Jeez. Nice.
It's fine paying extra. It's just nice to be able to have a guaranteed ticket.
No shit, though.
Right? Yeah. I can't even get there. I'm going to be like buying them off some dude in the street. Like, hey, let me in.
He says he's never missed a dev. He's an enforcer, so.
Nice.
And then he did a shrug emoticon thing. Kind of. He wrote hyphen shrugs hyphen. So I filled in the blank for him.
But no, the game looks interesting. There's not really a lot on it yet. And since I don't know about the comic, I don't feel comfortable saying whether or not I think it'll be awesome.
Well, it was just announced for San Diego, like a precursor to San Diego Comic Con, where they'll be premiering the gameplay for it.
When is San Diego?
July 20th to the 23rd.
Gotcha.
So it's this month.
Shit, that's right around the corner.
It's can 2 weeks just, from now, yeah.
Can I just say that I really like
that
what
it's
they
not
did
a Comic-Con
with the camera in this game where like the walls and stuff melt away so you can see your character? Like that.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Nice. So it doesn't, you're not all obstructed all the time.
It's an awesome feature, but in this game, it doesn't do, like, look at how much it actually exposes. It doesn't expose the environment. So in some scenarios, like, all you can see is yourself.
Yeah.
But you can rotate the camera and pan the camera using WASD, so.
That was pretty cool.
Yes, let's try some of my abilities. I haven't played this role before. So.
But it looks interesting, so we'll check it out when it comes out, and we'll probably stream it, right, Josh?
Maybe. Gonna, it's a PC-only game.
Yeah.
Master Race!
Yeah, I'm gonna...
that, out of context, would not sound good, but I assure you, it's just
So the way we got this news story is Comics Brew has access to some of Skybound, and Skybound's the company that owns Thief of Thieves. So if we got the early access, I'm going to try and shoot for, like, a beta key or something for this game.
Right, yeah.
And then, yeah, maybe for sure.
Maybe for sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Rachel says she's going to be up here during PAX, but they're all sold out of tickets, and it makes her heart hurt.
Well, tell her to save money and buy them at the gate. Wait, I just did.
You can always, I may try to acquire some Saturday tickets.
Yeah.
I think I might as well this year. Just pick up, like, or even just a Sunday.
Or I have a buddy who's an enforcer. Wink, wink.
No, check it out. Check it out. So, John, like, so I gave him some shit. I was like, John's been trying to be an enforcer for 2 years. What's going on? And John, your buddy, says, I already gave him a reference. I sent the email to the manager for him.
See? Now you all know my inside source.
And then Rachel he wants to know how many tickets you need. Because he might hook you up with some tickets.
Oh.
Nice. I count 5 in this room.
Yeah.
Thanks for including me in that count. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Right? Producer's included.
I'll take
we'll
the
do it like a kid's commercial, like, producer not included.
What if I'm a mini producer?
Then you're definitely, you'll fit.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. I'll let you do this one. Kick it off, because I know you're a huge fan.
Oh, I am. I am a massive fan. I've never played the games before. We're talking about
but he's a huge fan.
So they're going to be an Assassin's Creed animated series.
I actually
Netflix,
think that
right?
This is a better idea than the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Well,
that's the first time I've ever seen that thing.
You need...
What?
It's over there in the water.
Like, oh, with a movie... You only have a finite amount of time to convey a story, tell it, and make everything happen. Mm-hmm. When you do a series,
God damn it,
they have way more leeway with how long they want to stretch out the story. You get more character development. I think you can make cooler fight scenes.
For sure, if it's
without adding in like CG and stuff, and it doesn't steal away from the moment because it's animated, so you know what you're getting into. Because they just released Castlevania on Netflix, and I watched it all last night, which still bullshits 4 episodes. But the combat in it and everything like that, and just the way the art looks and like the dark gloominess they have portrayed with it, is epic. It's so awesome, dude. Nice. So good. So Castlevania was awesome.
John is actually looking for all of us. He wants Waiting for Players 5 full sets, and then maybe Rachel gets a set herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
John says he'll talk to you if he gets a hold of any.
Okay. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Nice. He's so supposed to talk to me John's about some Ori business.
John's
going to
be trying to sell us PAX tickets in about a week, you guys.
Yeah, so I got them for $120, and I'll be charging y'all $300. No.
Well, then you'll be stuck with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got 5 sets of useless tickets.
I'm just going to come in and out 5 times. You guys okay with that? Just use different ones.
People try to upsell us tickets all the time. Last time I was trying to buy tickets for Kirsten, because I had that 4-day pass and I was trying to get her a couple of days, and this guy was trying to sell me a one ticket for $85. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna go get a different ticket, is what I told him. And then he's like, I'll buy it for $45, which is 5 up a face value. And then he's like, no, I think I could be able to sell it. And then like 2.5 hours later, like once the thing's already started, he's like, you sure you don't want to buy that for $45? I'm like, no, way too late, dog.
Yeah, you missed your opportunity, homie.
I'm in, baby. Yeah, I'm never available when PAX tickets go on sale. And
it's always the middle of the workday, you got about a
10-minute window.
It's just like, I'm always like, oh, they're gone. You know, I'm like, okay, well, let me try to get away from what I'm doing, and there's none left. It's a bummer, but at the same time. So anyways,
it really bothers me how many people will buy just as many fucking tickets as they can.
I know, it's like the... Yeah.
I didn't realize you were
I typed to John, it sounds like a plan, dude. Thanks in advance for anything you can get, even if you can't get anything at all.
Well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's the thought that counts, man.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, get hype. Appreciate it.
And I, you know, I hope you'll settle for a hug for payment, you know, because that's...
It's all John's rich in.
Yeah, exactly.
Will it be a mini hug?
Just a little hug.
It's so small you can't see it.
It's a little hug. A mini hug's too small.
So it's a little too minis, or is it?
Okay. It's a mini and a half, first off. And everybody knows that.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Seriously.
Can we move on from mini and small? Sweet God.
What's a half mini? Is a half mini tiny?
It's what John's cold.
John, what? Oh, it's when John's cold.
So anyways...
I'm like, did he mispronounce called? Like, what?
No. So anyways, I think that it's a good idea to take Assassin's Creed into the animated realm. I think they're going to have way more success with it.
Oh, yeah.
And Castlevania being based off of a video game, I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Same producer, too, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's the same producer that...
This guy, yeah, it says he worked as an executive producer behind the Netflix Castlevania series.
So, okay, but he's not the writer.
Are you excited about this? Because I know you're way more Assassin's Creed fan than me or John.
Yeah, no, I am. I definitely think that this will work way, way better as a cartoon than it would ever a movie or even a live-action TV show.
I still enjoyed the movie.
Actually, I haven't seen it yet.
Smart move.
Justin. Hi, Justin. Peter's going to talk to you real quick.
Everyone will see.
Yeah. Covering the game for the stream, period. Or, sorry, stop.
Say hello.
To my little friend.
To our...
Our viewers.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop!
Anyways.
Aggressively stop.
Stopped.
Aggressively stop.
Yeah.
Or angrily.
Spot. Soft.
Sop.
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 Yeah, that'll confuse him. Yeah, we got him now.
You probably think it's an acronym.
But so I'm excited for it, at least to see where it goes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Who do you, what era do you cast it in?
If you don't go NCO,
hello to
you
our
go
viewers.
Something completely, completely that hasn't been done before, like completely different.
Yeah, something not Ezio or something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably better so they don't step on a game.
I would totally go with Altair. I like Altair.
And Altair only got, well, 2 games technically. But
yeah, but really one.
Yeah, because the other one was for like the PSP.
It's in Brotherhood. Oh, yeah, he's in Brotherhood, so.
Yeah, well, and he also had, like, there's an multi-year one where it's after the first one, and it's for, like, the PS Vita or something like that. It was the only way it was ever released.
Okay.
Is he from the first game?
He's the first assassin. Well, not the very first assassin, but
from the first game.
Yeah.
He's Assassin's Creed 1.
Yep. I think the world in Assassin's Creed is very well built.
Would you put any modernity into it? Any of the modern world?
Nope. I hate the modern world stuff in Assassin's Creed.
I loved it, man.
Nope.
when they switch back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it kind of a staple to the story?
It's essential to the story.
Right. I mean,
it's the whole reason why they're able to get away with it being different assassins and different timelines and stuff like that and still have it all kind of connected and linked to one person. Yes.
John agrees with us. Ezio is best.
No, I think they should do a completely different storyline.
This guy.
Right. Oh.
John.
Ezio's best Ezio's assassin. Best.
That's confusing.
It's real John and fake John.
Call him kids. I'm older than he is, so I'm the real John.
Should I kill this kid?
No.
You were usurped.
I was usurped.
Yeah.
Can he make me younger?
Nobody can make you a mini.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this next one, because you're a big law player, right?
No.
I can call him Tiggs. Okay, I'll call him Tiggs.
I haven't played a game of law in probably 2 years.
So, UK League of Legends players are now going to have to pay more
20%
for Riot points.
I saw that.
Yeah, because of Brexit and the drop...
From the European
pound.
Union.
Yeah, when they left the European Union and the pound was weakened less than the U.S. dollar, they watched it over several months, they said, and it's been a year now, and so now they said to restore parity, they need to increase the U.K. players' costs so that they're paying the same amount as U.S. players equivalently.
Yep.
So, they're paying more, we were already paying more than they were.
Oh, yeah.
So... In reality, it seems like a bummer, but at the same time...
It's not that they're going to be forced to pay more. It's that they're finally going to be paying the same amount.
Yes, but they are going to be paying 20% more than they were.
Right.
Yes.
But they're going to be paying more.
So they had a year of 20% discounts.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I'm looking at it. Man, you guys had the fattest coupon book. I hope you bought a lot.
You know, you can't really say sound is a British pound anymore. Can't really go with that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's totally a thing.
Literally the first time I've heard it.
Yeah,
that's because you're uncultured.
I've never heard it.
That's because you're from Texas.
Have you heard sound as a British pound?
No.
Okay. So you're the only cultured one in this room, Josh.
Read a book, guys. I don't know.
What book is like sound as a British pound?
Probably sound is a pound.
Probably something British like.
Actually,
Dickens.
You know what? Austin Powers. Austin Powers says it.
Yeah.
In the movie, he says sound is a pound.
He does too.
I never really equated that to the currency.
He says it to Elizabeth, what's her name? Hurley. Yeah.
I never really thought about it.
Well, then I guess I've heard it because I've seen all the Austin Powers, even though I can't remember that.
I think everybody here
has. It's because they're not good movies.
Actually, I don't know if I saw Goldmember.
Goldmember's
the worst one.
Yeah, I think I only saw part of it.
Michael Caine's okay in it, but Goldmember is the worst.
Ooh, the Red Prince. That's my character in my other game.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
What are you, a Jedi?
What?
He's like a fucking lizard. Jedi lizard.
He's a dragon. You're like an exiled prince.
Is that what a Jedi lizard?
No, he's a dwizard.
All dragons are Jedi lizards.
But, so, UK, sucks to be you, but Brexit's real. We just celebrated our Brexit, so.
From 1776.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Happy Traitor's Day.
We served our divorce papers to Britain, man.
Right?
It's not you, it's us.
Did you see the breakup video?
Yeah.
That was good. Thanks, Internet. So what's this other news?
This is Adam.
What you got going here?
Space news.
Space!
Happened about an hour and 20 minutes ago. At least it started.
So, basically, Juno's in another one of her...
loops. Passes. Sweeps.
Perijove, I think that's how you pronounce it. So the closest to Jupiter in her elliptical orbit.
Yeah.
It's like the orbit's like an egg, right? Very ovally shaped.
Right. Well,
she gonna take a little radiation love.
Remember, Juno had that problem with one of her boosters a while back when it got kicked into like a safety mode or something. So
right.
They were gonna shrink the orbit down to a 2-week orbit, but they weren't able to do that. So it's still on its big elliptical orbit. Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you who aren't all caught up, we're talking about the Juno mission that was out towards Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned it in passing, but just so you know, we're doing an update on Juno.
No, space.
And things.
So at 6:55 p.m. Pacific time today, it got closest to the red storm that it ever has before. It was 9,000 kilometers or 5,600 miles, probably like...
It's like right up to it.
And actually, I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is in, it's the closest in space terms, but
for sure.
It's closer than I ever got.
You could basically throw a rock at it from there.
Yeah, and then watch it go around.
Only if you were Randy Johnson.
Oh, I've got a Randy Johnson.
Well.
What?
It's mini. Don't worry about it.
No, it's just small.
It's harmless.
It's just small.
I just thought it was a pretty interesting update. Like, anytime we will learn more shit from this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm excited to see some images.
So when are they going to release the photos? Do they say, like, how long they're going to give before
it takes, like, a full day to compile one image.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what bit rate they run at, but it takes a while to get all the photos.
Because I know this isn't the first time we'll get photos, so I was just trying to remember last time if we remember how long it took them from the past.
I think they have to release within, like, 24 or 72 hours once they have the photos, though.
Well, they're a public company. Not a public company. Yeah. They're a government entity.
Most
they're obliged
will
to.
Release, they release all the photos.
Yeah.
No.
For public use.
What I like about it is... like, we've literally, like, we're taking a picture of the biggest storm that we've seen on the closest planet to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a bigger storm in our solar system.
Yeah, that storm is bigger than Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how many Earths can you fit into that little
right,
robot?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah it's and huge, dude.
It's been going for hundreds of years, so.
So, you're saying the property value in that storm zone are pretty, you know, pretty cheap. Get a house for low bills.
I'm sure the monthly payments are pretty mini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small. Just make mini monthlies.
It costs a little bit to get there is the problem. So your commute sucks.
I'm not sure you'd be able to survive.
That is a rough commute. That is a rough commute.
Although, you know, if you got someone like Randy Johnson on your side, you got a chance.
All right, Randy, I'm ready. Just lob me up there.
I wonder if, like, outside of Arizona and here in Seattle, if people know who Randy Johnson is.
The big
is.
Unit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He didn't just play for the Mariners.
I said Arizona.
All right.
You know, the year that he went to Arizona, they won the pennant?
Was that the year he killed the bird?
No, that was in the 90s.
Okay. I can't remember when that was, but I love that
video. No, it was after he left the M's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough.
So
for that bird.
Ooh. Rachel knows who Randy Johnson is. Thanks, Rach.
She's like, we are talking about Adam's wiener, right?
Yep.
So small right now.
It's a small, so it's mini and a half.
It's a small. It's a small.
I love that you're in rags and, oh, there you go. Like, rags and a cape.
We're good now.
So the best barefoot. Thing to come out of this, hopefully, will be that they'll take readings from inside the storm.
There it is.
Right? And we'll learn more about it.
What's this last little tidbit?
Yeah, named some mysterious Jupiter cloud patterns after Morty from Rick and Morty.
Which is awesome.
Mortyland is what they named it.
Mortyland.
Does it have a Pog collection?
Pogs, man.
Look at him go.
I had this freaking Star Trek Enterprise metal slammer.
John, you're missing the point.
Oh, no.
He's like, I don't think I am.
Pogs, man.
You did say
it back.
You did say, oh, no, kind of like Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Like he forgot he had it. Like, oh no, it's cursed.
Ooh wee.
So, I actually don't want to talk to you.
Basically, what it is like anytime they find something odd on the surface, something notable to name, like they open it up to the public to name it.
And the public named it Mortyland?
And they vote on it and they approve it. Yeah.
Oh, that map is huge.
I've seen some other ones.
The coordinates to Mortyland are -12.114 latitude and 53.136 longitude.
Hold on, my GPS wasn't ready.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a little kitty file?
I can't communicate with it, though.
Just as a couple other examples.
Oh, wait, this was submitted a year ago.
That's Mortyland. Yeah, this was so. Oh, maybe it takes a while because this thread was just like a couple hours ago. So
yeah, because it said first submitted by Polyphones 7/2/2016.
Yeah. I'm sure it probably takes a while too, because if they have to vote on the names and then approve them and stuff like that. Some of the other names are Dan Spot.
Let me just lose corpse.
Herbert Elwood Gilliland the Third, and legalized marijuana.
I think
really. Yeah.
I think we should name it Roberto Miguelito Plouffe Jr. the Third after my brother.
Well, you could put that in there, and if enough people vote on it, you could have a little spot on Jupiter named that.
Instead of Morningland, it should have been called Blitz and Chips.
Yes. Yes.
Why was that not the name that was chosen?
So how come? So there's some Reddit comments here that are like, well, yes, but it's hardly an endorsement of Rick and Morty, given that they also allowed other things like Lower Cloudy Part, Zigzag, and Coolest Place on Jupiter. And then it's someone, at least someone didn't name it Eye Holes, because then we'd have a big problem.
Eye Holes?
Give me back my Eye Holes.
Yeah.
The cereal?
On Rick and Morty.
Mr. Eye Holes? Wow, we're gonna have to get you a refresher course.
Yeah, man, it's like you don't even watch the show.
It's the second cable TV thing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no, I knew it was, I assumed it had to be from one of the intergalactic television episodes.
It's the guy who
that's
like,
all I ever watch anymore. Intergalactic television.
Eye Holes breakfast cereal, and no. Mr. Eye Holes comes and takes them.
The only breakfast one I remember is the Lucky Charms mimicky one.
Strawberry Smeckles? Or
yeah.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Are you
eating? Oh, God, I've seen that. They're like ripping him open and like eating it out of his stomach.
Here I go, last bite. Oh, now they're all safe inside my tummy. Yeah. They're coated in my stomach acid.
Little kids with his like blank face. Like...
Right.
Alright.
It's just two brothers.
My brother sent me that whole thing in text form yesterday.
The brother thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember
you
that
you still
one
don't
about.
Remember them
no.
saying them? Okay.
So,
wow.
Mike chimed in.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Mike.
He said, Iasip is better than... is a better show than Rick and Morty. Iasip, I mean, if you're gonna...
What
if
the
you're
fuck
gonna
is
throw, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, we...
If you're gonna... Rachel's like, what's the acronym for? If you're gonna throw in an acronym, you better be ready to tell us what it is, Mike.
You're supposed to use the full name and then put the acronym in parentheses so you can use it in the future.
Also, exactly. That's good MLA style, John. What?
Why is he wrong?
Because it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Oh, and that's a shit show.
It's
except
okay,
I
dude.
Have been
I
studying
like
up on my...
Show.
I know. But I've been studying up on my bird law. Let me tell you.
No, it's...
Oh, man, your hands.
Always Sunny.
Yeah. I love when his hands
for
fly
sure
off.
Good.
Don't
but,
me.
But it's not Rick and Morty.
I haven't seen either, really.
No, but it's up there pretty high. I've probably watched Sunny over a few times more than Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
We could do the shotgun scene. It's a shotgun.
Man, you need to see some other ones. Like the water park episode is fucking great.
The water park ones.
I've watched a bunch of clips.
Lobster.
Frank goes down the slide with no water.
I like when he.
Oh, that would hurt.
He goes. He's like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, it's like a blood trail.
I can't remember if it's God or Evolution, and he has this whole board, and he's like explaining.
Oh,
it.
Mac.
Yeah, and at the end, everybody's
Mac's
like,
on the fence.
Yeah, not beyond a reasonable doubt.
Science,
I can't.
Bitch.
Slap. That was a good one.
All right. Rachel says the only thing she's ever found delightful about that show is kitten mittens. Come down to Patty's Pub, original owner of Kitten Mittens.
Kitten Mittens.
And he spells it wrong.
John, you need to watch Rick and Morty.
I know, someday, my man.
You know, Joe hasn't seen it either.
Is that a cat?
Yeah,
I believe so.
He's got a cat.
It's falling on you, but I can't communicate with it.
A cat-panion, if you will.
In one of my other games, one of the guards killed it with a bow.
It's like a tiny Guinevere.
Mike asked what game this is, and it's funny you ask, because it's about time to get into the game.
It is about time to start talking about the game. Fuck. Unless John had anything else he wanted to add to space.
Can you scratch them right in the lower shoulder?
No.
It's just a mini match.
Kind of regretting doing that, so.
It's all gross and sweaty.
Anybody touching John immediately regrets it.
Now it feels so warm. shoulder.
I don't want to tell you where that hand is.
I didn't.
Inquiring Mike still want to know what game this is.
Mike, you should have been here on time. Okay?
Divinity Original Sin 2. That settles it.
So it's not original
anymore,
is it?
Too cool for you, Mike.
I got my third party member, motherfucker. I gotta level Woot, it up.
You got though. A you got a squad?
Like I've got a squad.
You ready to go to Mordor and drop off the ring?
Okay. Well,
if you want people to play,
there's not nine in my squad yet, asshole.
Mike's a dick.
How many people can you get in your squad?
Four.
Y'all are having four, two five. Separate conversations.
Hells to the yeah. Give Bart
pretty right. much.
So, right. Divinity Original Sin is a turn-based D&D
clone,
more or less. Yeah, I mean. They've got a bunch of built-in classes and abilities and all the same mechanics that you would find in a D&D game, but they've got this really well-authored campaign that you can play through. Currently, the game is in early access, so you cannot play through the entire campaign, but there is a large amount of content available in the early access, and it is coming out just here in, I think, 2 months. Nice. Will be completely released, and you'll be able to play through the entire game.
Just after PAX.
Yeah.
What's this game going to set you back?
$30 currently.
That's very fair.
It wasn't on sale during the Steam sale. I couldn't wait, though. Justin and Jared were going to start playing through the campaign. This is a really cool game.
Any currently multiplayer?
There is multiplayer. I thought there was local multiplayer, but there's not, so that's why I'm playing by myself currently. But I started this Pyromancer Hunter, so I've got a bow. I was thinking about doing a Hunter Summoner, so I can sit back with my bow and arrow and just summon a bunch of bullshit in between me and whoever I'm fighting. And just be like, but I didn't do that.
Venomancer?
Like Venomancer, yes. Very much like Venomancer from Dota, for those that don't know. But they've got a bunch of built-in classes, so I'm like, I'll go. Just right. Why is it here? No. Which one is it? This one right here. So under skills, this kind of determines what abilities you can learn, and you learn all of the skills through purchasing tomes.
Tig says Leagues is life.
Leagues is pretty good.
I agree.
Dota's better.
Dota's not better.
I thought we were talking about Rocket
if
League.
If Dota would just zoom out its camera a little bit, we could talk. It kills me how close it is. It's so frustrating.
I like how you're like downranking a game based on one detail.
It's the one that bugs me the most. It's the only reason. Like, if they just pulled the goddamn camera back just a little bit.
So, Docface says, hi, I am late.
Hello.
Hola.
Thanks for joining us.
IR Como being estás? Late.
Gotta be bienvenido.
Pretty convenient to have a dog for a face.
D-A-L-K.
A dog for a face.
Yeah, I put my dog in your face. It's mini, though.
I'm gonna
so
decline.
You might not feel
it. It's too tiny.
Oh, shit.
So now the idea here is that we're all sorcerers, and there's something bad about the sorcerers. From my understanding of the campaign, there is the Voidwoken, which are these monsters from another realm that are entering the realm and hunting down sorcerers. And since the sorcerers are kind of running around the countryside, the Voidwoken are killing innocent people. So they're rounding up all of the sorcerers, and they put these collars on them so they can't access their source powers, putting them on this fucking island. So right now I've got this collar on me that prevents me from gaining source points. And source points is what you use for your strongest abilities.
Okay.
And source points are actually not regenerated. You have to find them. And if you... It's like
finite resource.
Yeah, but the abilities you can use with the source points just allow you to derp.
Right.
So, currently we're just on this island and we are prisoners. And there's these guards, but it's kind of like... any other prison where the guards will just kind of look the other way, and there's this kind of subculture among the prisoners, like you can buy and sell stolen items and stuff like that. So you can see on these guys the little green circle collar around their neck. That's the collar preventing people from using their power, and there are varying ways in the game so far that you can get the collar removed, but I actually haven't found any source points. When Justin, Jared, and I were playing, we actually found that we missed some source points that we would have otherwise gotten, but we've explored this whole island that we're on currently.
Really?
In our campaign. And I was playing the Red Prince before, and I'm kind of like a paladin. I'm let me start.
So I'm over here laughing for two reasons. One of them is that fucking little cat keeps meowing. It's making me laugh. The second thing is Mike put up three emojis of snoring, and then Rachel put a bunch of thumbs up.
My back is so hot right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because he's touching me.
So, My other character is a...
it feels wet now.
No, it's a hydrosophist and a necromancer. Oh. So the hydrosophist gives you abilities, like healing abilities, and then the necromancer gives me a necromancy abilities, and one of the necromancy abilities is blood rain, and another one is blood sucker, so you suck up all the blood on the ground, because this game has a very heavy elemental element to it, and there's there'll be status effects on the ground, like poison, water, oil, and so on. Ooh. And the summoner, actually, when they summon their summons, their incarnate and their totems, the totem and the incarnate take on the element of what you cast them on. Oh. So, like, they'll get it, like, if you put it on fire, they'll have, like, a flame ability. And then, like, so what we'd had going on is there's a lot of interchange between all the elements, and there's, if they're undead, like, right, the heals will deal damage to them. So I would make one of the characters rain, and then he would cast an incarnate on it, which gets heal, or I think it's called regeneration in this, and then if you cast that on one of the undead, it does a bunch of immediate damage, goes straight through their magic armor, and then gives them regenerate, so each turn they're taking damage. So there's a lot of really cool interchange between all the things.
That is unique.
And in this game, like, so status effects don't actually affect you unless your magic armor or physical armor are gone. So if I tried to shock you so that you were stunned, if you still had magic armor, it would just do damage to your magic armor, not cause a status effect to you. So, like, keeping your magic armor and your physical armor up prevents you from taking certain status effects. So I'm going to fuck these guys up now. Yeah, motherfucker. So they only have, like, 6 magic armor, so I'll probably stun this guy. Yeah, he's stunned. So now he's going to lose a turn. And then I'm going to encourage everybody, just because everybody needs some encouragement. Like, there you go.
Why don't you encourage me, Peter?
I'm going to end my turn.
Cause you're mini.
So this is the character that I built right here. And so I am... This person is, the, like I said, a hunter and a pyrokinetic. And I... Pyrokinetic because I get haste. So it gives me 1 extra AP a turn. And then flesh sacrifice, where you gain 1 AP immediately. And then you get some 10% damage boost, but you lose 1 constitution. But since I'm not a tank, I don't really give a shit.
What are you guys dying of back there?
Me nerding out? I don't
know.
I don't know why you started laughing. I was just making it laugh more.
I didn't laugh. I was quietly holding it in.
Yeah, but it's funny from this angle.
I'm good.
You're also glistening.
I am hot.
I know.
We should have ran the AC.
Hot damn.
Milk was a bad choice. But the game looks cool.
See, here's the blood on the ground.
Suck it up.
So this guy, the Red Prince, since he's a dragon, he gets Dragon's Blaze. Let me see if I can hit both these guys. I can. Hopefully he doesn't hit my character. Yeah, cool. I set the table on fire. And so now there's a burning effect on the ground, so if we had a summoner, we could use that. And then he's got Contaminate, which fire... And poison actually make a pretty cool combination. So if I cast this right here,
I'm gonna separate you two.
It blows up more of the fire, like oil, like the fire just catches on it.
Yeah. I'm the victim here.
I know. You're still you're enabling him, is what is going on.
Fortify increases my armor, and then I'll just sit here.
Did he just have a tantrum? Is that?
No, he's doing kind of like a earth bending.
Gotcha.
Like that was a geomancer move. So that's all. It's all pretty cool. But the other part of it, let me see if I can't find... Oh, it's K. That's what it is. So here are all your abilities, and you have a certain number of memory slots, which is how many abilities you can have equipped. Uh-huh. But you can actually learn as many as you'd like at any given time.
Yeah, but you can only have so many equipped at a given time. Just like my druid.
Yeah.
I can have, like, a specific... I can have 12 spells.
For what game?
5e.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For any game with a druid.
But I have a bunch of other spells, and as long as I change what I've prepared for the day before we play, like, I can use any number of them, but...
Super dope talent in here?
John said, or Tig right said, oh, preparing, like, mnemonic? Spells in D&D mnemonic. As a wizard.
Yeah. So you get 3 extra points or into a druid, John, just for one, just one point.
And they says right. Five,
you only get
five
talents
rules.
Every other level.
Yeah.
So.
Wizards, when you min-max a wizard, they're broken, and it takes the fun out of the game.
Dude.
I know, because we have one.
Yep.
And he's way too strong. He's like, can I just roll these couple here dice, and boom, I've killed it.
Also, weapons give you abilities. Like, this shield gives me shields up, which increases my physical and magical armor.
Did you make it so?
I did make it so.
As do you have another spell called Red Alert?
I fucking wish. I don't even know what like what that class would be. That would be. The Star Trek class.
Commander, duh.
They just call it Riker, I think.
Commandant.
I don't know what to do. I'm like,
kill it. On fire.
I guess I'm just
going to
shoot this guy. Well, he's going to die from the blaze eventually, but I think this will kill him. Yeah, on his next turn, he'll die.
He's going to die from blazing it?
And if you end your turn, you can save up your points. Like, see, he just took, like, 11 points of damage from just moving in the thing.
Are your own teammates on fire?
One of them? No.
Oh, there's... You're just surrounded.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Knock these bitches over.
No, one is for sure on fire.
And I'll whack this guy in the face.
Give me a little smackaroony.
Give me all a little smackaroony there.
Oh, missed. Nice dodge.
I didn't play too much of the first one, but my friends played all the way through it, and apparently this has a much better like system as far as how everything just seems smoother. Like the way that you perform the actions in the game all feels a lot cleaner than the original one. So if you've ever played the first one, I'd strongly suggest buying this game. And it's just fun to play with your homies.
Oh yeah, no, I'd be interested in picking this up. I love games like this.
I guess I'll just hit him with a hail strike. He's chilled now, even though he was standing in fire, but whatever. You know.
Just follow fire. The 5 Ds, Peter.
I don't know what that is.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive and dodge.
You know what they say, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
A fireball.
So is that all you have to say on the game?
Pretty much.
Who developed it?
You know, honestly, I can't remember off the top of my head.
I got it.
Thank you.
Josh will Google that, and I'll dive into the gadget.
There's someone alive still.
The Gadge Vag. What were we going to call this show at one of the names we came
the
up
gadget.
With?
The Gadget.
The Gadget.
The Gadget.
It had a weird... He's got 1 HP!
And just
the,
had it.
The test episode is called. It's still called the Gadget.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The one that's never been released.
Should be waiting for the Gadgets.
So... My gadget,
moving on from that joke.
My gadget for today is the Mini Troll, which is the world's smallest resonance speaker.
It's Larian Studios, Peter.
Larian Studios.
Larian Studios. Sorry to interrupt.
You're fine.
I really am sorry, though.
It's made by Vibe Tribe. And
no, I thought it was Larian Studios.
Vibe Tribe?
So they've already released quite a few portable resonance speakers. That are bigger than this one, and they sold really well, and they got really good reviews. Mm-hmm. And so all they did was now they've been working on trying to miniaturize their technology down to a like a pocket-friendly resonance speaker that still gives you...
It's pretty warm in here.
Are you looking at yourself?
I'll go ahead and just get a couple
optics. Okay. I just saw your face on your phone all weirding me out, taking selfies. Who does that?
You just touch his nipple again.
I know. I found the perfect opportunity to slip in on
a slip a nip.
Virus scanner.
A nip a slip.
That's pretty much what you have to do every time. Like, sometimes it'll be like, open your eyes wider. You know?
Yeah, I know. Saw some Asian people posting about that, like jokes, you know, and they're like, okay, Samsung, or whoever that is.
Samsung.
Yeah. Did it explode yet?
Rachel's giving you some shit about saying alls they did.
All's they did.
Yeah. All's they did.
You know what?
It's like you don't even speak proper English.
It's like you're from Jersey.
What?
You know what? I don't give a shit what yuns think about me, okay? Okay? All right. So it's the Mini Troll by Vibe Tribe. It's a resonant speaker. So the way it works is it has a vacuum suction cup on the bottom of the speaker itself. And then you stick it down on any hard surface, so a wall... A table.
This D.
Not that D because it's too small. You got to make a full suction seal at them.
Can't be a mini
okay.
D.
Yeah. This thing's mini, but it won't fit on a mini D.
Well, I got a small D. You're the one that's got the mini.
It's only 1.5 mini, still not enough.
It's tiny.
And then the way it works is the basically sends out vibrations and helps turn whatever you stuck it to, the table or whatever, into a speaker.
Yeah.
And I actually went out on YouTube and found a video of one of the older Vibe Tribe troll speakers. Where the guy literally just takes it and he plays it and it's pretty quiet and then he sticks it on something and it gets louder and clearer. It sounds pretty good. Ah. And he showed different things. He stuck it to the back of a guitar, the glass window on a door, the wall, you know, and it stuck to everything and worked fine. One of the things I really liked about it, so it seems like it gives off good sound quality. I'm really intrigued by it. But one of my favorite things was it's actually reasonably priced, unlike most things these days that I see on here.
How much is
most of the time
be?
I'm like, anyways, it's super cool, but if you want to get one, you can't afford it. So, anyways, cool gadget. There's still 7 left of the early birds at 22 euros or about 25 bucks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
not
bad.
Yeah, and you can get it for about $28 US still, and there's only 79 backers at that level. So there's plenty of...
What's the MSRP going to be? Like
$45. $45. Yeah. So that's still not that bad at full retail price.
No, not at all. That's fair.
No, and it's got a metal design. It's a metal Italian design, they said. It looked like a metal can to me. I mean, they did router that nice groove into it, so that's fancy. It's got, like, 4 hours of playtime. You can hook it up with a 3.5-millimeter jack, or you can do it through your Bluetooth-enabled device and just seek it out, and I think it just shows up as mini troll as what I was reading.
So Rachel says that someone needs to give you some love, and I said, why? And she goes, she's talking about the bromance in the back row. And I was like, oh, you mean like John is lonely and crying for attention? Really? And she goes, only always.
True. Me and Adam have a there special relationship.
And Rachel says, your nipples are the way to your heart.
Yes.
No, your heart.
Oh. No, no, no.
You're coming in, buddy. I don't want to be in your heart anymore. Anyway... let me scroll down to the specs here, because that's the interesting...
I do think this thing is pretty cool. It's an interesting technology. Do you guys remember, I think it was last CES, we talked about a TV that its speaker was the screen.
Oh, yeah. That's how they made it so thin.
The same kind of thing. Yeah.
And basically what it's saying is that when you use like a traditional small...
I'm just getting touched by everybody over here.
When you use a traditional small mobile speaker... You just have a thin membrane that's making the vibration and the noise, so you're naturally limited by how loud it can go and how much, like, you know, like
reverberation.
Reverberation. Is that how you said it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it means when it bounces back and forth.
Down, guy.
It's reverberation.
Oh, haven't been using that word for when I bounce back and forth. Sorry, your hand gesture.
They couldn't see me. It's just you doing that.
So I'm just getting weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is not what reverberation is. Apparently I misunderstood.
Which color do you want?
I want blue.
He wants nipples colored.
So I feel
this
like
one? Maybe this one.
No, I feel like you would take black or silver. I feel like you're boring.
Yeah, I am. So probably.
Anyway,
black and silver kind of goes with everything.
Hey,
especially other things that are black and silver.
Why is blue so fucking adventurous, John?
Like, it's just my favorite color. So
fucking, you wanted some adventure? Go tie dye. There you go. There's a solid adventure.
But it's a nifty little speaker. The price is reasonable. The sound quality appears to be good, and they had a lot of success the first time. That's probably why their Kickstarter campaign is already good to go. They wanted $11,404. And they're already at 53,063, so they're like, you know, like almost 5 times what they needed. They also have I really like their timeline setup on here, because they give you a really detailed snapshot of what they've been doing. So like,
I might die.
So you're not just wondering.
Yeah,
what's
April 2016,
so
the idea was born. May, proof of concept.
Rachel wants to know, is it adventurous blue, though, or is it, like, baby blue?
No, it's an adventurous blue.
Nice.
My favorite color is actually midnight blue.
This isn't midnight blue.
No, but
it's standard blue to me.
It's a pretty adventurous blue. Fuck you.
Like, maybe that, like, what is that?
What,
like,
do you think it's an adventurous black
like
you got going?
Teal or something? That might be a little
no,
more...
No, that's like a baby blue. That's ugly.
It's probably, like, a depressing
anyways,
black, like, one
but
that's...
But, yeah, so, like, they started the Kickstarter in June... Right? Ouch. It's going to end in July. And in July, they're already starting mass production. And in August, they're going to have these out to the Kickstarters.
Nice.
So there's no big turnaround. Like, they had the molds made and everything set up before. Or no, the molds were recent. But everything else, the manufacturers and stuff, was all set up in advance of the Kickstarter. So there's not a huge delay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, like, it's one of the... cool things is, I think, is one, they're at a reasonable price, and two, they're at a super reasonable timeline to get your product, so you're not, you know, because some Kickstarters are like, they'll ship next year, and that's fine if you're willing to wait, because a lot of times we are for something new and exciting.
So is this bigger one already available?
Yes.
And it's just, it's for the
mini. Troll is what they've been trying to do is, they said they had a hard time shrinking the technology, so it took some time
to get it down to where they got good sound quality and was able to
just as good.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. I think the big one I would have to imagine probably louder. Yeah. But the small ones still seem to put out plenty of volume. And when you're looking at a mini speaker, you're not looking to like annoy the neighbors loud, you know. You just want something to up the phone volume so you can enjoy
it.
Something
you can throw in like a pack or
and it like shows your pocket, or you could set it on the
really stick it in your pocket and walk
or set it
like
on
that.
The dining room table so you can listen while you're walking around the room and stuff and still get good volume, you know, and then not have earbuds in or whatever.
I
or
want
so
to
other
annoy
people
the
can listen.
You want a really big one.
I want
outside of the house.
Yeah,
boom, boom.
You know, there was a clandestine thing that happened.
Shingles
in,
are like flopping off and shit.
There was a clandestine.
Windows are falling out.
There was a clandestine.
The ghost, come on.
What?
Sorry, Josh, I interrupted
you. Yeah, of course
you
are.
Apologies.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. There was a clandestine U.S.
wiggling.
Fucking operation in Nicaragua where we blasted Spice Girls at Evil. at the
Spice
Target.
Girls destroyed
at
Evil. Was it Sporty Spice or? That's
Posh.
The only name I know.
Posh
Spice. Oh, that's right.
Posh Spice.
Lavender Spice.
I miss her.
Really?
No.
Baby Spice.
Shit, sure, that's pedophilia, bro.
Not a baby anymore. It's been years.
She's mini.
Probably small by now.
Anybody else hear the cat?
Yeah.
The
it's
cat
my buddy.
Is continuous. Yeah, but it's the Mini Troll by Vibe Tribe. If you're in the market for a portable speaker that's kind of nifty and you want to impress the friends, you know, slap it down on a glass table, wood table, you know, Adam's Tiny D, you know, whatever peels your banana.
I don't know. How does one peel a banana?
Apparently with my tiny D.
the old banana opener trick.
Oh, the old nanner.
Yeah, but that's really all I got. I mean, it's just a mini speaker, but 4 hours is pretty reasonable playtime.
I think you should buy one and we'll do a
gadget unveil.
Well, the Kickstarter ends in 6 days and I am broke.
It's only $25.
Hey, it's Prime Day.
What does the word broke mean to you?
$2 or $3. I'll chip it.
How about you buy it and I'll give you $2 or $3 and then I get to keep it and that's the deal.
Well, but the Kickstarter ends in 6 days and he's
it's
broke
fine.
Right now.
She's a sturdy phone. I don't want to lean down because I'm going to end up putting my head in your lap and then everybody's going to be like, geez, John, just blow him on camera, why don't you?
Geez, John, just blow him on camera. Oh, look at that.
Got it. Everything's fine. No bigs.
Jesus. Might be a good time to get the hell out of here.
Let's not blow things out of proportion here, guys.
Before we go, it is Prime Day, so if you happen to be taking advantage of those Amazon Prime deals, go through.
I thought Prime Day was tomorrow.
It starts at 9.
I just got a thing saying that they're starting deals early right now.
Yep.
So you can
sons
of
whores.
Get some of those deals going already.
Yep, go through one of the Lazy Nights pages.
Why does Prime Day have to be when I'm broke?
And you can be
that
sure
is
to
not prime
we'll
time.
Get we'll get a little bit of a kickback. And that'll be going all through the rest of today, through Tuesday, and it'll end Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Other than that,
there's some good deals on there.
Come on back for more Waiting for Players Goodness maybe later this week.
Yeah, maybe
you can get an older Vibe Tribe on
That's
there.
That's why you should subscribe. And
you should definitely
subscribe. You'll find out.
Yes.
Other than that, comics for every Monday, and we're done.
That's about it.
What's that? Peter, was that a Blutfirm?
A what?
Bloodworm?
A bloodworm?
Yes.
That I cast just a second ago? No.
Oh.
I cast a fire.
Lightning bolt?
Somewhere.
What was the thing that shot out of the ground?
I'm going to go ahead and stop.
So,
see you next week.
Worm?
Bye.
Bye.
Ah!